Do you have a fascination with a particular kind of building or structure? For me, it's bridges. Always love crossing over bridges. For the Australian artist Lynette Walworth, her favourite kind of place is the planetarium. Not that she's done any art in a planetarium as yet. Lynette is a video artist who does immersive art. She uses the very latest technology to create very emotional experiences for viewers. They're intimate kinds of encounters through the veil of a video screen. Her works have been shown at festivals around the country and around the world, and the names of the pieces in themselves give you an idea of the feel of them. For example, there's one called Invisible by Night and another one called The Evolution of Fearlessness. She's just won the first ever Creative Fellowship awarded by the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, AFTERS. And that gives her the space to explore how she can use the big, dark, domed space of a planetarium for the first time for her next project. Michael Sheriffs is speaking to Lynette Walworth.
It's wonderful to be given a fellowship, which equates to an amount of money. It's much more incredible to be given the time. And not only that, the amazing thing I think about what AFTERS has done is they're giving me time but also knowledge, because I've had fellowships before but never one that's attached to an institution, which is offering me not just the time and space to make the work but access to the people who know how to make work. The difficult but exciting thing about what I do is usually I imagine something and I don't know if it's possible, and then I have to talk to the people who I work with, you know, most consistently beautiful system designer who works with me all the time, Pete Brundle. I'll ring Pete and I'll say, you know, this is what I think.
Can I do it?
Yeah, do you think this is possible? Could we do this? Would this be possible?
Artists are hopeless optimists.
Yeah, and it's incredible.
Deeply impractical.
Incredibly stressful. Yeah. I mean, usually the amazing thing is it is possible, and the thing that I think is I absolutely know I benefit from working in areas where I don't know what's been done before or what should be done, because that will always take me in a direction that is interesting and hopefully innovative if I don't know it shouldn't be happening or that it's not possible.
Well, tell me about the project you're going to take on, because, the fellowship really is acknowledging that you cross boundaries between film and art and technology. What are you planning for this? Because it's not going to be for a traditional gallery space or a traditional cinema.
No, I want to do work for planetariums. I took myself off on my... I had a fellowship from the Australia Council in 2003, and then I took myself to Albuquerque, to the Lodestar Astronomical Centre, because I had decided that I wanted to make a work for planetariums, beautiful domed spaces, already constructed immersive environments, running amazing digital video systems with extraordinary sound. And because I'm interested in space and how space helps to structure our experience, and because they have a capacity for incredible darkness, I thought, oh, I'll make a work for planetariums. But of course, it's extraordinarily difficult. One, because you have to have access to the equipment to render to those very particular environments. And at that time, Australia wasn't running any digital planetariums, but by the time I returned home, there were a couple here. There's one in Brisbane, one in Perth, and there was one in Melbourne. And I started to go to the Melbourne Planetarium and since have formed, I think, good, strong friendships there. So it's been a long-term imagining. I've built the partnerships, I think, that can enable me to make the work, and I know what I want the work to be. But there was no way, as an individual artist, that I would be able to kind of draw the resources that I would need to be able to do it. That's why you don't see very many, if any, what would be considered a full-length work for planetariums being done by artists, even though it's a space crying out for work, for beautiful work of all sorts. The institutions that run them have their own kind of mission statements about what their work should be. But they are absolutely open, I think, to understanding that those spaces in themselves are amazing.
Sort of an astonishing blank canvas that requires enormous time and resources to be able to build something up for
To build a work for it, because it's a specific environment. There are more digital planetariums, I think, now than there are IMAX cinemas. So if you think about that, like, we can sort of imagine the works that are done for IMAX cinemas, but the digital planetariums have largely run astronomically based sort of content or storyline, of course, because the work has to be generated by the institutions. So I now have friends and colleagues in a lot of planetariums around the world who I've been saying to for many years now that I will make a work for planetariums, and film school has just given me an enormous leg up into making that happen. It's an incredible gift to be assisted to do something where you can't really know the outcome because it's risk-taking and you can't commodify what it will mean in terms of income for anyone. So from my own perspective, I've had this idea since 2002 and I've not been able to do very much about it.
But you do have a parallel to another work of yours, the idea of projecting into a domed space. One of your earlier works, in fact, the first one I ever experienced of yours, which was called Hold Vessel 1 and 2, which was a very simple and quite sort of fragile affair where you had people holding onto glass, these translucent glass bowls, and they held them in a pool of light. And what was projected into that bowl was completely spellbinding. It was images that were full of light and full of movement and completely, you know, as I say, mesmerising. So you've been thinking about this idea of capturing light in a dome for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Well, some spaces absolutely cause us to respond in a different way. Physical space, circles, domes. It's really true. Those glass bowls, which were quite difficult to get right, are shaped like the lens of your eye. And they are small viewing devices. Also, they're like your own optical device for exploration of that work, where you have to find the focal point and you have to capture the image yourself and hold it in your hands. But all of that work comes from the natural environment, all of the footage contained in that work from amazing sort of cinematographers in this country and scientific researchers. And this work in the dome is true. It's going to be like the inverse of that. It's like flipping that upwards and trying to create the same sense of immersion around this issue of the environment and the fragility of it.
Given that actually projecting onto the night sky is probably a little bit beyond your technology, this is going to be the closest thing to doing it.
Yeah, I had a really, look, you know, those spaces, you can feel like you have infinite space above your head in those domes. I was recently at the American Museum of Natural History and had a great conversation with one of the people who installed their incredible system there and designed a lot of the very first works that they showed there. And he said to me they used to spend a lot of time lying on the floor, just looking up and watching everything by lying on the floor. And that at some point after a while, the dome itself fell away. Again, see, this is the wonderful thing about darkness and what happens when we can let ourselves go into that degree of light sensitivity, a thing I think we've lost and I think our eyes long for. And so if these artworks can construct a way that you feel a part of yourself open up, then that's, you know, for me, that's a really great thing, that these incredibly beautiful technologies that we have to work with now, like the tools of my time, I couldn't be happier. I'm so glad that I'm living now because these technologies are so extraordinarily responsive and allow for what I think is really interesting, the shift from passive observing towards participation, and that shift is happening everywhere. It's happening in media. It's why interactivity is spreading like wildfire. I think there's a positive behind it. I think it's because we know somehow instinctively and intrinsically that we need to become a part of what's occurring, not just be observing what's occurring. I go and mentor filmmakers, documentary filmmakers in San Francisco at an incredible thing called the BAVAC Producers Institute. There are amazing, amazing documentary filmmakers who come there. Some, you know, Emmy Award nominated filmmakers. They are all coming there so that they can learn how not just to tell a story, but how to invite participation into that story. This is like a movement. This is not just a transition. This is a change we need.
And Lynette Walworth is the recipient of the inaugural Australian Film, Television and Radio School Creative Fellowship. She was speaking with Michael Sheriffs.